Let's try that again without Andrew and myself. Recording in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the episode of Dread Dads Podcast. My name is Clint.
My name is Mal.
And we back. How your week was, my nigga?
A blur. Work.
You was blurred out all week.
Kids being sick.
Oh, you got kids.
She said kids. let's see. What did I watch? I didn't really. Well, I watched the static thing. Trying to think of anything else I watched. I didn't really watch anything. Caught up on some anime. Cause niggas ain't telling me that Attack on Titan was like back.
Oh, you know
yeah. No, I didn't know. Like where I had left off was like, you know, motherfuckers found out about Levi's past and shit. And that was like the, I guess, where they took their break at.
Mm-hmm. I thought you knew shit.
No, I didn't know it was back on until
a couple
like,
episodes in too.
Yeah. I was like, fuck. And I started watching that and some more shit that I kind of fell off on. Since I'm still talking anime, I guess Hunter x Hunter is like on pause for me.
Good. He's a better dad than that nigga dad.
Yeah, no, it's funny because like I was explaining to somebody like I had just recently started watching and I was like, you know, it's even fucked up. I was like, well, I know you stopped watching the beginning, but yeah, like
I was done at the first episode.
Yeah, but like right, where I'm at now, like this nigga passed the hunter's exam and shit, and like he basically passed like the second half of it, and it was, I guess you could call it. Now he's a full fledged hunter or whatever.
It's possible. So like, what to do with him?
Basically, yeah. Cause he found this box that was left by his pops and shit, and it was basically like a recording or whatever. And my nigga, like, he played it. He's like, yeah. He's like, if you really, really want to find me, keep listening to the tape. He's like, if you don't, turn the tape off and then like just burn it or something and just forget. Mm-hmm. And then this nigga was like, he let the tape play. Gonna let the tape play. And when they goes like, he's like, yeah, I'm not gonna tell you where I'm at, cause I don't want you to find me. He said, basically he's like, nigga, you gonna have to show your skills. If I hear you coming a mile away, I'm just gonna run off somewhere else.
God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, so you better keep quiet about trying to find me. He's like, cause I don't want to see you. It was fucked up because, like, this nigga was, like, happy. He's like, yeah, I get to find my dad. I got some clues and shit. And, like, I'm just sitting here. I'm like, man.
Nigga, you stupid.
I'm like, this is kind of stupid. Like, this motherfucker, like, he's, like, so excited. And then, like, then he got to, like, another half of the tape. And the tape was like, yeah, if you really want to know who your mom was and what happened to your mom, then continue listening. This nigga cut the tape off quick. He's like, well, I got my aunt. I'm happy with her being my mom, so I'm good. I was like, damn. I was like, you ain't keep the same energy, right, man. I was like, both your parents was gone, and they told you that, like they died or something, and then you find out they both were like...
Oh, so that was his auntie at the beginning of the episode?
Yeah,
the
that's
show?
His aunt.
Oh, okay.
That's his aunt.
And see,
which is like her, yeah, because like the dude is her brother, so like I was like I would put this shit on pause for a minute. I was like, maybe I get to the more exciting stuff because it still is kind of slow, but that shit made me laugh because I thought about what you say. He's like, you basically going to do the same job that your Asian daddy did. And now it got even further. I was like, this nigga, like, ain't shit for real. like
that motherfucker. Sorry, if I hear you from a mile away, nigga.
Man, I'm going somewhere else. I'm
bolting off somewhere. I'm bolting.
You ain't gonna never find me. I was like, damn, bro.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I just thought that was hilarious because like it just reminded me when you saying that. He's like, why is this nigga trying to be like his Asian daddy? And he trying to see what was so exciting what made him leave, bro.
That's anime for you. Sometimes you love it, sometimes you hate it. That's all I can say about that shit.
Let's see, what else I watch?
That's a wild shit.
Big, sort of catching up something on Netflix stuff. I had finished like the second season of She-Ra.
Oh, you finished?
Yeah, with my son. Yeah.
Okay.
That was good. Other than that, I ain't do shit else. Play the game with you. That's about it.
Cool.
How was your week, nigga?
To be honest with you, it was work, editing, playing the game. And I honestly don't know what the fuck I watched. I really can't remember. My wife's been watching some shit on Netflix called Wentworth or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like watching the new Black. Just like more white people, not that many blacks. I don't think it's probably like one black lady on the whole show. Hmm. I think of offhand. In a British short, I think it's a Netflix original. So you know they like, England or whatever. They talk the Queen's English or whatever. So I think it's like that type of shit. But I don't know. I watched Death at a Funeral. I really realized like that movie has a lot of fucking stars in it. Like. If you want, like, every part of the galaxy, my nigga, that's literally in that movie. Peter Dinklage is in that movie. Zoe Saldana's in that movie. Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, Regina Hall, I mean.
How is
who the fuck else was in that fucking movie? Tracy Morgan, fucking Danny Glover.
It's like everybody fucking, on every different spectrum is in that movie.
It was like hella people that were like, how much did this movie cost? I looked at that, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, because some of them are big names.
Yeah, exactly. I like, this had to be before like Game of Thrones and Guardians of the Galaxy, my nigga. Oh, it was too many fucking, it was like, before Kevin Hart got really big, like all that type of shit, because it was a lot of fucking names in that movie. It was more than that shit, but yeah, it was a lot of motherfucking names in that movie. I was just looking at it, god damn, what was the budget for this? Like, I don't think everybody got compensated correctly. what the fuck else did I watch? I gotta watch When They See Us from Ava DuVernay about the Central Park 5.
Oh.
I gotta watch that. What else? There's some other shit that I gotta watch too. That movie about the two Asian people. Sorry, I don't know your names. But the guy from Off the Boat.
You talking about Amy?
Always Be My Maybe or some shit like that?
Is that Amy?
Yeah, I think that's her. But when Keanu Reeves is just coming in,
doing
like this, he fucking jazz handing towards her in slow motion and shit. That's what that is. Yeah, I gotta watch that shit. What else? I gotta watch Detective Pikachu. I gotta watch John Wick. I gotta watch
Captain Marvel.
I gotta watch Shazam. I might do it tomorrow. I don't know. Depending on what my schedule looks like tomorrow. I don't know. I should be free though, because last week was Memorial Weekend and everybody was out of school, and I had to deal with my whole family being at home on my off day. So I should have all the time in the world to myself tomorrow.
I had the father.
Yeah, I had the father and husband on my off day.
On my off day.
I don't like doing that shit.
Said, when I'm off completely.
Yeah, exactly. Drop the ass off at school and I fucking be left alone. I sit and I scratch. I think that's it. That's all I can think of. Oh, my 6 month half of the year thing is almost over with. I don't know if you remember, but like when we like first started, I think like in January, like me going to go into business for myself, I'm gonna start selling drugs.
Oh, he said it's over with.
I'm actually going into both.
I'm
gonna keep that on the low, but.
You talking about since Illinois? Illinois passed that.
Yeah. Thinking about doing both. Getting into business and selling drugs. I'm just working on it right now.
Until 2020 though.
I just talked to my Cali Connect. Okay.
That's
on the way.
That's hilarious.
It's on the way. Don't worry about it, Michael.
Yeah.
plans are well, plans, well, plans nigga, are in effect. Oh, you gonna be brought in.
You gonna have to, because I was talking to somebody. It's like, yeah, that license is a cool meal. I was like, damn, for real? License for that shit? I was like, you're gonna be making
money. I'm making it back. So. Especially with my idea, so, you know. Yeah, that's on the way. We'll talk off camera. Don't want to spill all my beans on camera.
Yeah.
Niggas be watching, hating, lurking.
Lurking.
Copying. but yeah. So me and my partner, we working on a business plan for all of that. Get some loans and some funding. Roll that in. Let's get into the topicos. Malcolm. Now, I don't think we have no bad news. Since we just talked about it, how do you feel about the marijuana bill being passed in Illinois? You care about that shit?
Yes, I do.
Cause I don't smoke or anything like that, but I mean,
I care because it's gonna bring us revenue.
Yeah,
because I'm tired of Illinois being broke. Only thing is, like,
what
shit,
the fuck
man.
Happens to all the fuck that's in jail for that shit?
Like, oh, they crime they because what's happening? Well, happened in some states, but like. It was the exception of a couple of them, like California and shit. But like any prior convictions will get expunged. Like small shit, not.
Yeah, I know it's like the most that you can carry on you is like 30 grams or some shit like that.
Yeah,
but that's the only thing I care about. Like I understand, like, cause there's dispensaries out right now and shit like that, and they doing whatever they doing their business, and however the fuck they doing it, what else case is. I was just wondering, like, what the fuck happened to the motherfuckers that actually got locked up for weed, like are in jail for weed right now.
That's their record is gonna get expunged. Okay. And they,
I wasn't sure.
Basically, they of their crime, but I think the people that sell and I think it said distribution and for the motherfuckers that like I want to say grow it too, they got locked up for like.
Just wondering. Yeah. Let's get to these topicos, bro. Malcolm, a Seattle-based brewing company called Mirage apologized this week because guess what they did?
I see Crips.
They did
blood beers.
What the fuck those things called? Labels. They made a Crip label.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a blood label. I think one of them was called the one with the blood insignia. You know, the bandanas and shit. I forgot the. It's a word for that little pattern that's on like the bandanas and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But the red one said snitch blood, I think. And the other one for the Crips said who shot you or some shit like that. I don't know. Some shit like that.
That's random.
Yeah. But it's a white brewing company, by the way. Wow. It's called Mirage. I don't even know, like, I never even heard of Mirage beer or no shit like that, so I don't know shit. But let me see if I can pull it up right first.
You know what, this remind me of the Crips and
what you call
that? The cola that,
yeah, Crip Cola from
Killer
Mike's what you call it show.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah. Mirage Beer Company.
I wonder did they still keep doing that shit.
No, they didn't even release them out. They were just like a little promo or some shit. Oh, it says where you from. That's what it says.
Where you from?
Yeah, I know it says some dumb shit. Neither one has anything to do with anything. So yeah, the red one says snitch blood and the blue one says where you from. Yeah. And I don't know what the fuck that had to do with beer or
obviously they are advertising to African Americans.
Yeah. Obviously they are.
Clearly.
Yeah. That was like culture vulture, like to a whole new level though. So yeah, it was some old. It's a white dude too, by the way. I forgot the fucking his name, but yeah.
Niggas ain't shit.
Somebody checked his ass. I can't remember who the fuck it was. Somebody checked his ass. I can't find his fucking ass. So fuck him. But yeah, that happened. Yeah.
Nobody on this team stopped him.
Oh, of course not, man. That's what the team is for. They never stop you. they're just there for the ride. They're just there to enjoy the ride, bro. Come on now. You know this already. You know this to be true. Malcolm, what else we got? Oh, it's been recognized that video game addiction is actual mental health disorder.
Yeah, I know that. I was going to deem that sooner or later.
Well, I can understand in some countries. I think it's Japan, if I'm correct.
Or no, or is it Korea? I think it's Korea.
It might be Japan.
Because I know it's
shit, really.
Depending on which Korea you're talking about, yeah. North or South.
I know some Korea came and watched like CGI films and shit like that. Like movies like that and shit.
Yeah, depending.
Too much violence or some shit in them or some shit like that.
Yeah, depending on which Korea.
Whichever one of them countries got fucking video game bars that's like 24 hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
Whichever one of them motherfuckers it is. I don't know which one it is exactly, but yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, because motherfuckers like literally die.
Just sitting at a fucking desk all day and not moving and eating and shit like that. Yeah. So I can understand that, like, them for the parley. I don't know about the U.S. because I want to say that we kind of different. I mean, there's some beard next that's stuck in their mama basement somewhere and just, like, won't get the fuck up.
There's people doing it here, too, but...
But I don't think they got... I don't think we got no 24-hour gaming bars, though, do we?
No, we don't. There's...
I know there are gaming bars.
There are gaming bars.
Yeah, I know. There's not a lot of them.
Yeah,
it's some in Chicago. I know there's gaming bars, but I don't think we have, like, something that's, like, 24 hours and shit like that.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a mental disorder. Well, it's being recognized as a mental disorder right now. I kind of agree. Just because, you know, some motherfuckers, like, that's their life.
Yeah.
That's their life outside of, like, actual life. So, I can understand that.
But... yeah, I can understand. If it's disrupting like your natural state of like living like through life, then that's fine.
That's definitely an addiction.
But I don't want people to like categorize other people as, you know, like if somebody's whole job is streaming or something like that, right? Like, I don't want people to get that misconstrued or, like, categorize them as basically having some kind of addiction. Yeah. When it's clearly, like, a job. Yeah. So, I don't know. You just have to be, like, careful who we
diagnose
with it. Yeah. Because, like, I mean, a lot of spouses or something, they could see they... significant other just being like, you always on the game a lot.
What about the females that be throwing and breaking their boyfriend's games, shit, throwing them in the
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah, because I don't want people to just think that. Yeah.
That nigga was crazy before you met him. Before the video game system. You just threw his shit in the pool. That nigga been crazy.
You crazy for liking your crazy ass.
Oh, yeah, bro. I thought we should have talked about this. We were talking about the weed. But Whoopi Goldberg, she launched a range of weed infused products to help women ease period pain. Now, only if they made something to make women figure out what they want to eat. It'd be a lovely world, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's day out of that way.
What is the truth? Females never know what they want to eat.
Like I said, I plead the fifth. There are so many amendments.
Right.
I can only choose one. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth.
Oh, yeah. So I guess, I don't know. That's a lot of fucking research because I don't even know. Cause I guess it's different type of weed. Like it's THC, fucking CBD,
CBD oils and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm really trying to figure out like which one she used to like go straight to like the period pain. the experimental trials.
Like I don't know that much about like weed in general, cannabis or whatever in general. Like I don't. So like that's interesting to me. I mean like they use it a lot in medical fields. Like they use it for people that have Parkinson's, cancer patients use it, like in various other different like as a natural like as a natural like prognosis or like or medication versus like them taking a whole bunch of shit that makes their body worse.
Worse, yeah.
So,
but yeah, I just want to know what the experimental trials was like.
I'll tell you one thing, it's a lot of hungry motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. The try, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if he's eating the oil or it's like something you smoke or whatever the case is, or a pill or whatever. But yeah, bro. Weed infused products to help ease period pain.
So maybe women, it's like
women, if you know, you know. Now you know.
Maybe it's like a cap, like a capsule or something.
Probably so. Cause I know some women go through some like bad shit during periods, like overly like over cramps, like that should be.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, like every woman is different. Like,
yeah, some chicks ease off the period like it ain't shit, but some.
Yeah, some of them be like, "All right, let's go."
I'm trying to kill this bitch, Mother Nature.
Yeah, others be like in the bed and shit, in the ready to kill everybody.
So yeah, Malcolm. This happened this week. We probably watched the commercial a little later. But Gillette released an ad with a father teaching a transgender son how to shave.
Now I honestly saw like a bit
I saw a
of
thumbnail.
It.
Yeah,
like the thumbnail of it, like the bit, because like I was watching Phil and he kind of was like talking about it because like people were like tripping about it and shit. I didn't see anything.
No, Malcolm, come on.
I was like, hey.
We never see anything wrong with this. Everybody else.
Yeah, I was like, hey,
we're going to talk about that later because we got a Jubilee video about cancel culture. So, we going to see. We're going to get to that shit. Yeah.
More motherfuckers out the woodwork now.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. Right, that's what I did this week. I had a Jesus Christ warrior on my ass all week.
Yeah, you did. I was like,
that was fun.
I was tempted a couple times to be like, all right, here's you want this information, get it. But then part of me was like, you're a smart intellectual dude. You had enough courage to write like 18 paragraphs on there. So, I mean, you can easily find this stuff for yourself and just Google.
I mean,
we said it in the video.
I went to his YouTube channel. So that's all he talks about, like Jesus Christ and Avengers, Avengers reviews. yeah, I didn't really give a fuck about him, but as soon as he started like attacking our subscribers or shit like that, that's what I had a problem. Like, bro, like that's what I told him when I subs. I was just like, don't pay that nigga no mind. That nigga been searching for love in all the wrong places this whole week. So just leave that nigga be.
Yeah, I'm like, see, that's the shit I be talking about when people be like, they be hurting their cars and shit.
But the funny thing is, like, I think his last comment, he was like, thanks for everybody who took the time to read my comments. But he was on our shit to say this shit. Like, he didn't gain the whole other platform. Like, nigga, you'll get the fuck out with that bullshit. Oh, yeah, bro. That shit was funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other video, though.
That's a whole other something. That's enough. That's enough clout.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's what happened with Gillette. I didn't really give a fuck about that shit, though.
I didn't really care. I just took it.
Because it was another. It's so many commercials when they do shit like this. Because I forgot.
I was like, shit. I didn't know how to fucking check. I had to learn it for myself. Like,
no, I still don't learn shit.
Yeah. I don't really use razors.
I use clippers
because mine's getting sensitive as shit. Yeah. The first time I actually try to shave and shit.
I wish I had somebody teach me how to shave.
Yeah.
Because I don't know shit.
Daddy issues.
All right. Well, yeah, they always do this type of shit, though. Because I forget, it was a commercial a long time ago. Like, I think the mom was white, the dad was black, and the child was mixed, and people had a problem with that shit.
It's
always some shit.
I remember that.
I forgot what commercial it was. It was either, like, a Walmart or a Target commercial or like, a food commercial. I don't fucking remember, but it was probably a cereal commercial. I think it was. I think it was some cereal commercial. Like, the mom was white and the dad was black or some shit, or the dad was white or I don't know.
It was.
They had a problem with that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking. I'm just waiting on motherfuckers to start talking shit about Ty Dolla Sign new video, Purple Emoji. Because he got a bunch of. He got like straight gay couples, probably some transgender people. It's a whole video just about. The video is literally about love, the whole fucking video. Mm-hmm. And I bet it's some people out there hating. The whole video is about love, bro. I swear to God, the whole entire video is about love. every race, color, gender, whatever the fuck the case is, and I bet it's hate somewhere up under that motherfucker. Like, I know it.
The hate is strong. Right. I smell it in the air.
Yeah, bro. Like, I know it is, like, for a fact, bro. So, yeah, man, people just gonna complain about dumb shit whenever the fuck they just feel the need to, bro.
Like I say, like I always say, just live your life, man. Yeah, be happy. Where about you?
Gillette did nothing wrong.
Now, I would argue that, like, some people did argue, like, yeah, it's nice, but they felt like, you know, being that it's a corporation that they try to, like, basically, like, use.
That's every corporation.
Yeah. Yeah, they use everybody as, like, pawns and right. shit. Like, they don't really care shit. About, like, a subject.
Eminem still uses thing. Santa Claus commercials from the 90s. I didn't know you exist. I didn't know you exist. They hear that shit from the 90s. So whatever, shit. Everybody uses everybody, bro. Especially yeah. corporations, hell. They trying to make money off the backs of whoever the fuck they can make money off of, bro.
Yep.
Fuck out of here with that shit. Malcolm. Got a Florida man this week. Florida teacher writes, "What the fuck is this?" on students' assignments.
Let me guess. This Florida teacher just trying to keep up. Remember, like, what was it? The last week where that teacher had a whole like dictionary of like kid that nigga like the slang.
That nigga wasn't trying to keep up with the time, nigga. That nigga said, "What the fuck is this?" The fuck is this paper about, nigga?
Say, like, what the fuck is this? WTF.
Find the fucking picture. Of
that is hilarious, bro. What
the fuck is this? Absolutely no credit, nigga. You failed, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. Try again.
Oh, yeah, man.
Any high school teacher, too.
Yeah, the high school teacher. Yes.
That nigga said, "You don't get no credit, nigga. Fuck is this shit?" You ain't spell your name right, nigga. Fuck out of here. And I wonder who took a picture of it, too.
They were probably the kid's parents.
Florida high school teachers stoked a mother's outrage. Is that the word? Is that the right word to use? Stoked?
Stoked? Whatever, I guess.
Yeah. That don't sound like the right word to be used there. But stoked a mother's outrage this week after she allegedly wrote... Oh, it was a she, too. Damn. She wrote a slang term for vulgarity on her son's homework. So it was a female teacher that did this shit. Mm. That's even worse. She's like, "I know what your son's trying to do. Get the fuck out of here, bruh."
He's like, "WTF, what the fuck is this?"
They scratched out the student name and shit. So, yeah. Yeah, bro.
I wonder why she wrote that. Okay, I want to see like the paper or something.
Yeah.
Like I we have a shot of it, but we don't know what it is. Some
bullshit. It's talking about a lab grade too, so I don't know.
Must finish.
A lot of shit is cut out.
Must finish it in class before then.
To write a small, I don't know, any discovery, breakthrough, and technology, etc. And it could be in any area. I don't know, you know what the fuck that word is supposed to be. That interests you. This will be counted as a lab grade. So it was obviously science. Probably.
Some kind of. So they probably had to make. They probably had to do like basic science shit, like choose an experiment, have a control.
That nigga tried to build a volcano in high school. What the fuck is this shit?
Have a control, a hypothesis, all that good shit. They probably had to do that. Either he, I'm gonna go off on a limb and say maybe he
don't work here, bro. Try it again.
I'm gonna go off a limb and say maybe he probably either copied something or like for something that already exists.
She told his ass, "What the fuck is this shit, bro?" Well, you may have to piss the teacher off for that, right? Some shit like that. Like that, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that was funny. That was funny to me. Malcolm, we should have reported on this like a week or two ago. I forgot all about it, though. Jason Mitchell. He got kicked off the Shy, which he's the main fucking character.
Oh, yeah.
And, what the fuck else? I think it was something else. I just can't remember. But he got kicked off the show. Ah, his management team or whatever the case, whoever manages them, they dropped those
nominations. Got revoked.
Yeah, and that got revoked this week. That's what made me remind me of the story. But last week or whatever, when the fuck it happened, or the week before, it never said like what he did or no shit like that. It was just like misconduct or some bullshit like that. Something. But now I found out because Lena Waithe, she called him to the Breakfast Club. She said she had a whole conversation with him and shit. So he was pretty much harassing like all the harassing the girl who played his girlfriend on the show, like off camera and shit like that. He was like actually harassing her, like sexual harassment, harassing her. I think it was like somebody else too, but
can't be doing that shit, man.
Yeah, especially in 2019, my nigga. Me Too Time's Up, all that other shit. Don't do that shit. So, but yeah, that's why he got kicked off the show. So he didn't got all his shit revoked, music, TV awards, whatever, all that bullshit. But yeah, he got kicked off the show. Yeah, so I don't know about the show. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Well, you said the second season got one down, right? I still have to finish it. I think I stopped
at either episode 4 or 5. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I still have to like start
the
it.
The writing went down.
The writing went down.
The acting was still good. The writing went down.
Okay,
it was very telling. Well, yeah. So that happened with him. I forgot all about that shit. Talk about that like week 2 or whatever. Malcolm. Man, this might excite you. It might. Might scare you, I don't know. But John Witherspoon confirms the Boondock series is coming back. Do you want this?
Only if Aaron Magruder is back.
I'm scared.
What was that season? We got season 4.
I'm going to be honest with you, Mike.
Season 4, they brought season 4, and Aaron Magruder had no hand in it. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like the classic 1, 2, 3. It was funny, but it wasn't like impactful, like you said. Like the rest of them.
I don't know if I want this.
I kind of do.
I want it, but I don't because I'm scared because it might be some bullshit. Because it's so crazy because the Boondocks foreshadow so much shit into the future. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, not so much. They really...
Nigga, they foreshadowed everything, nigga.
These niggas
wearing skinny jeans and purses and little tank tops and shit.
That's a given.
R. Kelly.
That was a given.
No.
All those were given.
That wasn't happening at the time, though, when Boondocks first came out.
All those was a given.
No, nigga. That shit, niggas was not wearing purses when Boondocks came out. Niggas were wearing purses now. Boondocks just brought the shit to light.
Niggas was wearing purses.
Niggas was going back to Boondocks now saying, oh, shit, when did this come out? Because this shit is happening now.
Nah.
That's how much Boondocks was.
Only thing I'll argue with you is niggas is wearing pearl necklaces now.
That too.
But the dresses, purses, and stuff, niggas was wearing that when we was in high school.
Probably. I don't know.
So, all that stuff.
There's a lot of foreshadow. I don't know what they're going to foreshadow this time around. Boondocks is going to be like an episode of Black Mirror.
I just want to see like how they, you know, because they take current stuff that happened and like kind of put their spin on it and stuff. So like, I'm curious to see more so that stuff, more so like the Trump's election and other stuff like that. Because like, you know, when
what's gonna be the president? What's the old boy name that owned the bank and all the houses and shit?
Oh, you talking about?
I know it started with a W. I just can't think of his damn name.
Wensler.
Yeah, Wensler.
Ed Wensler.
he gonna be the Bush watch. I think he was trying to be president or mayor or some shit, wasn't he? In the show?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
He really much owned everything. He's just a rich motherfucker. Right. But I'm curious to see what they do with some of the current issues that we deal with. Because like that's why I always look forward to
it ain't gonna be the same
watching it.
Because Riley can't do what it Riley gonna do. Nigga, you gay. Can't say that shit no more. It's 2019.
He'll still be able to say that because Riley's Riley. But
watch all the hate come. Cancel culture watch.
Cancel culture. Yeah, see, that's another thing too. Like, I would want to see like most of the stuff like now that's like
super crazy. Hey, Riley can't be Riley because I forgot they did that whole retard episode.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody say shit about that. But they probably did, but they didn't see no light like that.
if they can fucking make BET mad where they couldn't air like 3 episodes that they made fun of BET from. I'm pretty sure they probably got some other shit in there. But that's my only thing. Like, if it does come back, I will want Aaron to be a part of it, like the creator himself. Because, like, the first 3 were classics. Mm-hmm. The fourth one was okay, but it wasn't like the rest of them where it had memorable.
I had peeped a clip not too long ago. I think they put, I think it was Samurai Champloo and Boondock like side by side, mm-hmm. and they was doing the fight scenes and such like that.
Yeah,
I think it was Samurai Champloo. It was either that or it was like another anime that I seen before. I just can't remember exactly which one it was.
Yeah, it's hella influenced by anime.
The animation was the exact same old movies and stuff. No, it was the exact same. Like you just see they just switched the characters. Like Riley and Huey was the motherfuckers and they was fighting motherfuckers. I was like, that's cool to shit. I didn't know that. But I don't know. I want it, but I'm scared too at the same time. I'm not gonna lie.
I want it. I'll still take it. I'll still take it because it'll probably be funny, even if Aaron isn't a part of it. But it'll just be another one, just like the fourth one, though. Mm. You know. So
since we're talking about rebirths of shows
or renewals,
what you think about that? All that coming back. Knew all that. It ain't
none
of those
niggas.
I saw some shit
yesterday. No.
Kenan and Kale are the ones that's either they're producing it or they're directing it or something like that. They're the heads of it. They're not even like a part of it. They're the heads of the actual show. So they actually picked the cast of kids and did all that shit.
Well, according to...
I don't know if it's on yet either, though, but I think it is. I'm not sure.
No, they got their little promo... I guess clip music clip thing of like their song, and so many people hate it.
I haven't seen it. I seen the interview with them yesterday. Well, it's like we still pay homage to TLC, whatever the case was, but they said they put a new spin on it or some shit. I didn't know that shit was out yet.
My wife, she showed it to me like a day or two ago because she was like looking at was it Media Takeout or some shit. And she was laughing at all the comments and stuff. And she was like, showing me like the clip of like the thing. And she was like, nah, this ain't it. But I was like, it's the, you know, these kids, this generation or whatever, their thing. So it's not going to be exactly like how it was in the 90s and stuff. So
I bet they don't know who TLC is, bro.
Yeah, I was like, she was like, the song, that's what really bothers me. Like, why you have to say that you're funny? Like, you shouldn't have to say you're funny. Like, all that, they didn't say that they're funny. I was like, I told her, I was like, but look, they had fucking TLC. I was like, fucking TLC did the song. She was like, they could have had somebody do the...
the funny music parody? Is that what that is, probably?
I think so.
Probably so. It came out 4 days ago, so we'll check it out later. Okay, but yeah. Oh, yeah, bro, I saw that shit. I was like, whatever. Everything's getting redone, renewed.
I knew it was coming because they renewed, what was that other one? Figure It Out.
They ain't trying to do that motherfucking Good Burger 2, though, George Clinton again, I bet, though.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff you already knew was a given that they was going to reboot and redo, like, it was coming, so it was just long time overdue.
Yeah, I guess. What else? I think it was like one more story. One or two. Oh, no, that's two more stories. Malcolm, American gangster Frank Lucas, died at 88 this week. Hmm. Most gangster snitch there is, nigga.
Lucas.
Yeah.
Blue Magic.
I think my wife just watched that movie like for the first time.
Oh, really?
A while ago. Yeah. I made her watch American Gangster.
You know what? Every time I watch it, I just shake my head because I was like, this nigga would have never got caught if it wasn't for his wife.
They just dumbass cousins.
More so the wife.
You block that shit. It's a packer.
more so the wife because niggas was just ignoring it. They was like, typical black on black crime. But when that nigga showed up, at a fucking, what was it, boxing? Yeah, I think it was boxing.
That mink.
With that big ass mink coat. All flashy and shit. They was like, who the hell is this nigga in this coat?
Going in the front row.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had like his suit or something. They would have just brushed it past.
Nah, he had that big ass mink.
He had the big ass mink.
And his girl had the big ass mink.
I was like, you just just brought yourself to center attention. They ain't even know who the fuck you even was.
You ain't even flashy like that, Frank. Come on now.
That's why I was like, damn, man.
So, yeah, he died at 88 this week. I don't know, my nigga. He snitched on everybody. Yeah.
I mean, hey.
He had to be in one hell of a witness protection to make the 88. For real, nigga. Shit. That nigga ain't getting touched in that many years, nigga.
Hey, man. Somebody doing their job. Or either that, for every year, either this nigga been like holding out some shit every year and giving them shit some shit. Info. Yeah, do info yearly.
I don't even know, nigga. But shit,
that's a lie. That'll be a lot. Because then, like, you'd be locked up. So once you get to, like, the 2000s, it's like.
I think he got out in fucking 2003? Man. 2003, 2004? Let me see. What the fuck am I Googling that? Yeah, cause he got out in the movie. He got out in cell phones was the thing.
Yeah.
When did Frank Lucas get out of jail? No, that's the death. Yeah. He got convicted again. Oh, he got released in 1991. So almost 2000. 1991. So cell phones was just being. Well, no, hell no. And cell phones? Well, the brick phones, yeah.
Brick phones.
Yeah.
But everybody had the brick phones. Damn.
Yeah. There you go, Malcolm. And that infamous.
The infamous coat.
That infamous coat and hat.
That coat and hat.
Front row, baby.
Front row.
Oh, shit, that's funny. But yeah, bro. I don't know what fucking people is. Malcolm. I think I did this story this morning or last night. Catholic school principal resigns after being arrested in strip club while on class field trip.
What? I'm hella confused. What about
the
that
kids?
This nigga had the nerve to bring the kids.
No, nigga, he was across the street.
Street.
He was across the street at the strip club, my nigga.
I thought it was.
Or down the street. Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Where a strip club was in the vicinity. Where you could just drop the kids off. Yo, this
got to be like somewhere in the South or something.
I don't even
Because like, for where, like.
I thought that was funny as shit.
Usually strip clubs are like secluded from everything else. Or, mostly like, or like near like clubs and bars and shit. Where the fuck would it be close enough where
downtown, nigga.
Somebody could be at a field trip and then you be in a strip club?
Up north, nigga. They got Admiral, what is it, Admiral Theater? It's right up north. Towards some museums and shit. Some shit. This is in Louisiana too, Michael.
Yep, called it.
Called down south and you were right. That's why he got arrested. All right, he didn't want to pay his bill. It ain't even the fact that he got fucking at a strip club with fucking on a field trip with the kids. Nigga, you ain't pay your bill.
It's the fact that he had a yellow.
Do you see what your kids' monies are going to when you pay for these goddamn field trips? It's not for the field trips, it's for tipping the strippers when the teachers are gone.
Like, hey, what did you learn today, Billy? Mom, I learned what the coochie is.
I learned how to make it rain.
I learned how to pop the coochie.
Oh, yeah. I found out what a clitoris is.
It's like, all right, go tell your dad.
All right. Make sure you tell him what a G-spot is, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He didn't want to pay his fucking bill. And that's why he got arrested. My nigga, it was bad enough that you got caught at the strip club after dropping kids off for the field trip. My nigga, the least you could have did was pay your bill. That's the least you could have did. That's like the worst headline, though, too, at the same time.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's why I was like hella confused by it. I was like, what? Wait, what?
So, yeah. They got this nigga name. This nigga name is Archibald. Oh, no, that's the name of the gentleman's club. Who the fuck goes to a gentleman's club called Archibald's? That's some white people shit. I bet there ain't no ass and titty shaking up in that motherfucker.
It's all balls.
They probably fully dressed.
This is an Archibald. Get it? Isn't the name? Arch balls.
Oh, shit. Niggas arching ass and showing balls. That's some wild shit, bro. No, he was in Washington, D.C. So, wait. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. It's too many. So, they're from Louisiana? Because it says a Louisiana Catholic school principal has been arrested after visiting a strip club on a school field trip to the nation's capital. So, this nigga went to Washington, D.C. to go see some ass on a field trip.
Oh, wow.
So, he got arrested in a Washington, D.C. strip club. They got a pocket like that in Washington, D.C.?
I guess
like a whole road trip? For the strip club? It's probably like that? I ain't never seen that shit in Division.
Yo, that's stupid.
Yo, it's probably like that in Washington, D.C.?
I ain't never seen that in Division. Yo, oh, that's stupid. Shit.
All right. So, damn, that's fucked up because he took their kids out of a whole other state just to go visit them. And then he left their ass and went to go visit the strip club.
Wow.
Yeah, he's doing that at night when they was fucking at the hotel, at least.
You a cold piece of work.
Did he at least do that? Or did he do it while they was, like, viewing the museum or some shit like that? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He's a Catholic principal. He's Catholic, so at least he wasn't touching the kids. But he was trying to touch some balls.
I'm dead over here.
Oh, man. That's funny. That is funny. Malcolm, do you care about Deji and KSI falling out?
Meh.
No.
They brothers, so how can you fall out from your brother? Mm, like, niggas literally blood brother.
Niggas exposing other niggas, fucking their girlfriends. Yeah. Shit like that. Brothership. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. YouTube brothership. I don't know. I don't know
YouTube
if it's fake
genre, real. Genre. I mean, YouTube drama. Yeah. I don't really care if it's a YouTube drama.
I don't care for KSI or Deji, but thought I should mention it. They get to it. Yeah, that's all I got, nigga. School teachers was wilding this week.
School teachers and principals, yeah. Right.
One asking what the fuck is he doing? What the fuck is this? And the other one is saying show me them tits.
Show me them tits. Or nut sacks.
Right. Archibalds.
Archibalds.
Where's Archibalds? Let's find Archibalds to make a little bit. Let's Google this right now.
I need to know.
Archibald. I wonder if they should have websites, right? Strip clubs have websites.
Majority of them do.
Just wonder. Oh, here we go. Popped right on up. Archibalds.com. Oh, these bitches ain't showing no ass and titties, man. These bitches fully dressed. I just saw a whole picture.
Well, of course they're not gonna be doing that on the computer half naked and
why
shit.
Why not, nigga?
Because niggas ain't gonna come in.
Malcolm, I don't see why niggas go to strip club in the first place.
He's like, he paid for pussy in the first place anyway. That's hilarious.
Minaj Mondays. That's what he went to.
He was trying to get those day specials and shit. That's probably why he was there today.
The noon specials and shit.
Oh, man.
No, he's one of them clubs that they don't even show, like, they don't even walk around, like, in G-strings and no shit like that. They probably show tits. Oh, that's what I did, though. Niggas is wild. And they close, like, mad early, nigga. They close at, like, 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. Top of strip club is that, nigga.
So, my nigga was there.
This is the during worst the times day. For a strip club, my nigga.
No wonder why he had to.
These bitches work like 24 hours. These bitches work from 11:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. Damn, every night. Saturday and Sunday, only day. Sunday they close at 2 a.m. This is the worst strip club ever, nigga. They got a top hat as the logo. What the fuck type shit is that? That ain't even a top hat, man. That's a bowler hat.
That's the hat that you choose in Monopoly.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
Oh, man.
I see their stars and bars. This nigga's trying to make it to one of the events.
His favorite person was there, probably. That's why the nigga was, like, risking it all. Oh, man.
That's some funny shit.
People crazy, man.
This bitch name is Princesses. This bitch can't even spell. I ain't finna go see her shake no ass. What the fuck you use her name, bruh? Oh, see, she's an adult star film star, whatever the case is. Alright.
Hey, I was half right, so the motherfucker's probably trying to see one of his favorite people.
They got a lot of chicks. They all white, though.
Well, it is called Archer Balls.
This is true. Ain't no black chicks, no, ain't no money in Archer Balls. They know. They know. Them bitches ain't making no money in Archer Balls.
Oh, man, with chess.
Gotta catch Trump and Archibalds.
Oh man.
That'd be funny shit.
Yeah.
Catch Trump ass. And Archibalds, this nigga went to Kink Night.
He went to Kink Night. I was supposed to say, no, you did not look up the date he got arrested.
This nigga went to the night where they get the putting shit in his mouth and
whacking his ass. And
leather everywhere. These niggas got fight parties and shit at the strip club.
You said fight parties?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, watching them fight.
Yeah, okay. Watch the fight at Archibalds.
So you get to watch some ass shake in front of you and watch somebody get their ass beat.
That's how you know there ain't no strip club. That nigga Catholic. Get some Christians in the strip club. You know what happens.
Here come the angry people.
I don't give a fuck about them niggas. That's all I got to do, bro. I'm good on Archibalds. At least you found out it ain't a man's strip club.
I mean, even if it was, to each his own, I guess. Yeah, whatever folks
it
you
wasn't
vote.
Before we clicked it. Started seeing dicks and socks everywhere.
You know, some of those clubs, like, they be alternating nights or some shit.
They do?
Yeah, well, some of them do.
One of the niggas be going on the wrong night. Be mad as hell.
It's like, I'm always see dick and ball swing. I would have just looked in the mirror.
Niggas be going in on the wrong night. Fucking shit ever.
That's funny.
Oh, no, that's all I got, though, my nigga. Good here?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we good here. I think that's all the topics. Let me make sure. Yeah, that's it. All right, cool. So, yeah, it's been another episode of Dread Dance Podcast. My name is Clint.
My name is Mal.
And we out this bitch. Make sure to follow all our social media. We're Dread Dance Podcast. After Twitter,
Two Dads with Dread.
We out this bitch. Make sure to check out all our videos. Merch is down in the description. It's for sure down in the description this time,
merch,
guys.
Merch.
For sure down there. For sure. Yeah, we out this bitch. Dread Dance Podcast, bro. Every day, every week.
Yeah.